Dramatic reversals today from two Republican lawmakers on health care reform mean that the party's health care bill might come up for a vote this week and pass after all. Michigan Republican Fred Upton and Missouri Republican Billy Long emerged from a meeting with President Trump at the White House this morning to say they are back on board with GOP health care reform. Sarah Cliff is a senior editor at Vox covering health policy and joins us now. Hi, Sarah.
Hi.
So is this going to happen now?
That is the million or billion dollar question here in D.C. today. It really has been quite a roller coaster ride, as you mentioned, with representatives getting off board with the bill, getting back on board. Right now, we really see the White House and Republican leadership in Congress in deal making mode. They want to do what it takes to kind of get the caucus together and on board behind this bill. And they're getting closer, but they don't seem to be quite there. We have not had a vote scheduled quite yet.
Well, what caused these members to switch today?
Yeah, so these members were two members who were concerned about people with pre-existing conditions who might not be able to get coverage under the Republican plan. And what got them on board was some additional money to fund high-risk pools. These would be a way to cover the costs of expensive patients by pulling them out of the individual market, putting them into a government-run set of a pool for people who have really costly conditions. You know, some experts say $8 billion over 5 years, it's not a lot of money. It actually doesn't move the ball very much when you're talking about a lot of people with expensive healthcare conditions. But at least for these legislators, it was enough to get them to yes and get them back on board with the Republican plan.
And this gets to that issue that we've been talking about for days now about how pre-existing conditions are covered under this Republican plan. So where are we on that question?
Yeah, so that's something that changed a lot last week with this amendment to the Republican plan that would essentially allow states to waive out of Obamacare's requirement that they always charge sick and healthy people the same premiums. That is something that worried Republican legislators. It's something that the Freedom Caucus, the real right wing of the House Republicans, wanted. It was a non-negotiable for them. But then you see some of the moderates saying, hey, we don't actually want to take it that far. And the compromise that they're trying to work out now is saying, yes, we're going to keep that language in. We are going to allow states the option to sometimes charge sick people higher premiums, but we're going to put more money towards high-risk pools, essentially a place to catch those people who might be priced out of the individual market.
And there are questions about how well those high-risk pools actually work. But if this bill were to pass through the House, does it have any chance in the Senate?
It has an uphill battle in the Senate, I would say. You know, you have a lot of senators who've already expressed a lot of negative opinions about the House bill. There are things they want to change. I think senators are quite concerned about the cuts to Medicaid. The Republican bill, as it stands, would cut $880 billion for Medicaid. A lot of these senators come from states that have expanded Medicaid, and they are nervous about that. So I think getting through the House would be a very significant step for Republicans, but it's only the first step, and they're sending it to another chamber that has already expressed a lot of reservations about moving this bill forward.
If this bill were to pass, how many people would lose their health insurance or face higher premiums, or do we know?
So we don't quite know yet. One of the odd things that's happened here as Republicans are rushing towards this vote is they have not gotten a score on this legislation from the Congressional Budget Office, which is the kind of nonpartisan scorekeeper here in Washington. It is generally traditional and expected that before you pass any big legislation, you get a CBO score to know how many people might lose coverage, what the cost of their overall package might be. We do have a CBO score from the last iteration of the Republican bill. That one estimates that 24 million Americans would lose their insurance coverage under the Republican plan. But right now, Republicans don't seem very concerned with getting a CBO score. They seem much more concerned with just moving this through the House and that, you know, they want to keep this momentum and don't want to see anything slowing them down.
Just real quick, we've just got a few seconds left. But yesterday, Budget Director Mick Mulvaney created some confusion over whether funding for Obamacare subsidies will be in the temporary spending bill that has to pass this week. What's the latest there?
Yeah, so it looks like it will not be in the temporary spending bill, and this creates more uncertainty around the Affordable Care Act. The Trump administration has been very coy about whether they'll make those payments, and that's yet another hurdle for the healthcare law, which is still really trying to attract insurance companies to stay in the program.
That's Sarah Cliff, senior editor at Vox. Sarah, thank you.
Thank you.